Can you talk about what your approach is in general to management of adjuvant therapy with HER2-positive disease in terms of when you treat and what you treat with?
Well, the data are quite compelling that adding trastuzumab to chemotherapy lowers the risk of recurrence. It cuts the risk of recurrence in about half. HER2-positive breast cancer is a virulent form of breast cancer, and in the adjuvant trials, about one-third of the women who got chemotherapy still recurred, which is a very high risk in the very short follow-up that's been reported. And trastuzumab cut that risk in half, down to about 1 in 6.
And I guess we should point out, too, that's cutting in half on top of the benefits they might receive from chemotherapy and hormonal therapy if the tumor is ER-positive.
Well, the women, you know, for instance, in the North American Intergroup and NSABP studies, the women who got AC followed by paclitaxel, essentially 1 in 3 of them had recurred by 4 years of follow-up, despite our A-game chemotherapy and appropriate anti-estrogen treatment. And trastuzumab cut that in half. So you can't rely on our traditional therapies to help these women do better. You need trastuzumab. So the debate these days is not whether trastuzumab helps. We know it helps. The only debate is on secondary issues like how big does a tumor have to be before it warrants consideration of trastuzumab? What's the best chemotherapy program to link to trastuzumab? What is the best way to follow for cardiac toxicity, which is a unique side effect of trastuzumab? And what should be the right duration of a trastuzumab treatment? So those are the things that we agonize over in clinic and are still being investigated.